Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2517. 6 Ways to Pay Off Debt When You Have No Money by Christina Browning of ourrichjourney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 6 Ways to Pay Off Debt When You Have No Money by Christina Browning of ourrichjourney.com. Clearing your debt is an important step on your journey to financial independence. The problem is there are so many people who are struggling to make a dent in their debt because of their limited incomes. Not having much disposable income doesn't have to mean abandoning your dream of financial independence, though. If you find yourself in a situation where you simply don't have the income to pay off your debt, keep listening for 6 creative ideas on how to generate additional income without needing any money in the bank. Turn free things into profit. One way to generate income is to repurpose and reuse other people's garbage. We've all heard the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, in today's consumeristic world, this has never been truer. People throw away so many things that could still be useful. For instance, Aman loves woodworking, so he repurposed the wood from old pallets people no longer wanted to create new pieces of furniture. He would make different pieces of furniture with the pallets, like bookcases and wine racks, and then resell them for a profit. You could do the same. Depending on the resources you have available, you may be able to cut your expenses for this down significantly. Aman, for instance, was able to rent out the tools that he needed for free from the local library. That said, I get that dumpster diving may not be for everyone, but that doesn't mean this tip can't apply to you. There are so many platforms, such as Facebook groups, Craigslist, or even freecycle.org, where you can acquire free things and then turn around and sell them for a profit. So keep an eye out for things you can get for free and see if you can use them to turn a profit. Trade skills for expenses. Most people have some kind of skill that others might find useful, such as graphic design, maintenance jobs, website development, etc. So next time you need something from a local vendor, try asking if there's anything that you can do for them in exchange for goods. A lot of smaller mom-and-pop businesses may be open to this kind of barter system, because it saves them money as well. And once you're able to acquire the goods that you need for free, you can then put the money that would otherwise have gone towards that expense towards paying off your debt. Managing assets for someone else. Property management is a great way to bring in some extra cash. This could mean being a co-host for someone else's Airbnb property, being a property manager for a condo or apartment building, or even being a resident advisor like Aman and I were at one point. If you're not entirely comfortable managing an entire property or portfolio, then consider another spin on this where you live with someone who needs assistance around the house, like someone who's elderly or has mobility issues, and offer them help in exchange for living rent-free in one of their rooms. This might involve things like cooking, cleaning, or serving as a handyman. Now, because this is a bit unorthodox, it may require a bit of networking on your end in order to find some of these opportunities. Let your family, friends, and coworkers know you're looking for these kinds of live-in situations and you might end up surprised at the opportunities that present themselves. If you're able to find an opportunity to live rent-free in exchange for property management services, perhaps by serving as a building superintendent or a live-in helper, for example, you'll be able to save that rent money and put it towards paying off your debt. Return the debt. This one's pretty straightforward. If you made a purchase in the last 1 to 3 months that you realize may not be the most financially responsible, take it back. Take the cash from the return and pay off some of your debt. The idea behind this is to try and minimize your consumption. This can apply to big ticket items like furniture or electronics, or things like your cell phone plan, where, for instance, returning the phone now, accepting the fees associated with contract termination, and opting for a cheaper plan might end up being cheaper in the long run than continuing to pay for that phone and plan. Really, anything that you can do to reduce your expenses will end up saving you money that you can then reallocate to debt repayment. Negotiate your debt. Something that many people don't realize is that you can negotiate with debt collection agencies. Collections agencies make their money by buying your debt from the original person or institution you incurred it from at a much cheaper rate. This means that they will likely still be able to make money if you pay them less than what you owe. For example, if they bought your $10,000 debt for, let's say, $5,000, then they would likely be able to negotiate down because they would still be able to make a profit as long as you pay more than $5,000. The only catch with this is that in order to negotiate your pay, you'll need to have the negotiated amount readily available. But the bottom line is, when talking to these agencies, whatever you do, always negotiate. Because by purchasing the debt for cents on the dollar, debt collectors can afford to collect less from you. Minimize and sell your belongings. Sell anything that you own that you can live without. Take a hard look at your belongings, from furniture and electronics to clothes and appliances, and determine whether or not you really need these things. If not, go ahead and sell them off on platforms like Facebook, Craigslist, Poshmark, eBay, Amazon, declutter.com, etc., to bring in some extra cash. In our case, we sold so many things in our home that we didn't need or use, like end tables, mirrors, and extra TVs, that we were able to make a lot of extra money while also minimizing clutter in our house. Any amount you make by selling your unnecessary belongings can be put towards your debt repayment. Having a limited income doesn't have to mean financial independence is unattainable. Try out these 6 ideas to generate additional income to pay down your debt. And once you have this extra money, you can start attacking your debt, reducing that huge financial burden and working towards financial independence. You just listened to the post titled 6 Ways to Pay Off Debt When You Have No Money by Christina Browning of OurRichJourney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to side hustling for extra income, especially when you don't have funds to invest in building a business, I think the key is to look at ways to leverage how you're already using your time. So for example, I like to do hot yoga, and I was spending over $100 per month on a membership to a studio. But they started offering a trade program where I could help clean the studio once per week and get a free membership. It didn't take up too much more time, and I picked a shift that coincided with when I usually would work out there anyway. In addition to saving money, I got additional free perks, and I worked out more than I would have when I was a paying member. It was a win-win. Along the same vein, I recently heard about the opportunity to earn money through refereeing kids' sports games. One poster in a forum mentioned that you can earn $100 for an hour-long game, and during tournament weekends, you could ref 10 to 12 games. Apparently, there's always a shortage of refs across the country. So if you're athletically inclined, and especially if you have kids in sports, it could be something to look into. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.